This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. And so it is that time of the year again. It is that time of the year of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about when he instructed Ibrahim alayhi salam to make that call. وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ. And make the call. Call the people. Call them for Hajj. And they will respond to that call. And they will come walking and riding on every lean camel from every distant path. And so Ibrahim alayhi salam, he asked Allah, I'm only one person. How can my call and my voice reach all the people? And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, you make the call and we will make sure that the call is heard. And so, this pillar of Islam is obligatory and mandatory on every single Muslim, but only once in a lifetime. Unlike the other pillars of Islam, which are continuous, this pillar of Islam is mandatory upon us only once in a lifetime. And yet, many Muslims are negligent of it. Many Muslims are heedless of this pillar of Islam, delaying responding to the call, even when they have the ability to make that journey. And so, unfortunately, there are some Muslims who have the money and they have the physical ability to go, but instead they'll spend their wealth and their money on going for a holiday trip that will basically take thousands of dollars instead of putting that money and putting that wealth to responding to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making that trip for the Hajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. It is mandatory. Allah has written it upon Himself that it is mandatory upon everyone to go for Hajj as long as they are able to do so. And so ability is of two kinds, the physical ability and the financial ability. And then after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. And whoever disbelieves, then Allah is not in need of the worlds of His creation. Our ibadah, Allah is not in need of it. We do it for Allah, but Allah is not in need of any of it. But here, why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why does He say whoever disbelieves? Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he says, whoever dies not having made Hajj while being able to do so, then he might as well die, if he wishes, as a Jew or a Christian. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, this pillar of Islam, let us not forget that it is a pillar of Islam. And it comes before all the other obligations that come after the pillars. How can a Muslim not wish to go for Hajj when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about it, "Man hajja wa lam yarfuth wa lam yafsuq raja'a kayawmi waladathu ummuh." That the one who goes for the Hajj without committing sins, without doing anything immoral, he returns home. He returns home sinless, like the day in which he was born. How can the Muslim not wish to go for Hajj? When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-Hajj al-Mabrur, laysa lahu jaza'un illa al-Jannah." That the accepted Hajj, there is no reward for it other than Jannah. And so for those who have not gone for the Hajj, we need to seriously ask ourselves why we're delaying. Having said that, there may be those who want to go for Hajj. There may be those who are even able to go, but something came in the way. Something prevented them from going. Especially nowadays, ever since the pandemic, some of us had made plans to go, but the circumstances did not allow us to go. Even this year, many made plans to go, but they couldn't register. And here they are not being able to go for Hajj this year. They have the ability, the physical ability, the financial ability. They even made plans to go. But yet they're not able to go. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, for those who have that burning wish to go for Hajj, but they haven't been able to do so, the fadl of Allah, the bounty of Allah is enormous. And without limit. And so our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, he mentioned certain things, certain deeds that if we were to do, we would earn the reward of the accepted Hajj. And so what are these things? Number one, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَّا نَوَى. That deeds are based on intention. And every person will earn the reward of what he intended. And so this shows us that if you make the intention to be among those who go for Hajj, but something came in the way, and you were not able to go, but you would have if you had a chance and the ability, then your intention would count and Allah would reward you for having gone for Hajj. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he returned from the campaign of Tabuk, as he was approaching Medina, he turned to his companions and he said to them that there are some of us who remained behind in Medina. We never crossed a single valley. We did not cross a single distance. except that those companions were with us. They were with us. And they will share the reward with us because they only stayed behind for a valid reason, for an illness. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned in a hadith in which he said that there are four people for whom the dunya is for. The first, the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him knowledge and he gives him wealth. With his knowledge of the deen, he spends of his wealth in sadaqah. And so he combines his knowledge with his action and his wealth. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the second person is one whom Allah gives knowledge, but he does not give wealth. This person, he says, he makes a sincere intention and he says that if I had the wealth of so-and-so, then I would also spend like he does in generous causes. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, فَهُوَ بِنِيَّتِهِ فَأَجْرُهُ مَا سَوَى. He is based on his intention. He will get what he intended. And so the two of them, they are equal in their reward. Number two, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, مَنْ خَرَجَ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ مُتَطَهِّرًا إِلَى صَلَاةٍ مَكْتُوبَةٍ فَأَجْرُهُ كَأَجْرِ الْحَاجَّ الْمُحْرِمِ رَاهُ أَبُو دَاوُود وَحَسَّنَهُ الْأَلْبَانِي. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that whoever leaves his home while in a state of wudu, in a state of tahara, he leaves home going to the masjid to pray one of the five salawat, then his reward will be the reward of the one who performs hajj while in a state of ihram. Number three, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, من صلى الفجر في جماعة ثم جلس يذكر الله حتى تطلع الشمس ثم قام فصلى ركعتين كتب له أجر حجة وعمرة تامة 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 رواه الترمذي وحسنه الألباني. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that whoever prays Salat al-Fajr in jama'ah, in the masjid, and then not only that, but he remains seated after Salah. He stays in his spot, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying his adhkar until the sun rises. And then after that, he gets up not to leave, but he gets up to pray two rak'ahs. If he does all of that, then he gets the reward of an accepted hajj and umrah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, completed, completed, completed. Number four, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, من غدا إلى المسجد لا يريد إلا أن يتعلم خيرا أو يعلمه كان كأجر حاج تاما حجته. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that whoever leaves for the masjid with the intention of learning something good, he goes, leaving his home, to study in the masjid, to attend a lecture, to attend a class in the masjid, to learn something beneficial, or to teach it, then for him is the reward of an accepted, completed hajj. Number five, these adhkar that we say after every salah, There was a group of the companions who came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam complaining. They said, "Ya Rasulullah, the rich among us, they have gone away with all of the reward. Why? Because they pray like we pray. They fast like we fast. But they happen to have something that we don't have. They happen to have extra money, extra wealth." They said, "Ya Rasulullah, with this wealth, with this money, they go for Hajj, they go for Umrah, they go for Jihad, and they spend in Sadaqah." And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Shall I not tell you something? That if you were to do it, if you were to do this, you would catch up to them. Not only that, but no one would overtake you as long as they don't do what you do." And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Say Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wallahu akbar 33 times after each salah." Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-azim wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bima fihi min al-ayati wadh-dhikr al-hakim. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله على إحسانه والشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له تعظيما لشأنه وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الداعي إلى رضوانه صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وإخوانه وخلانه ومن سار على نهجه واقتفى أثره إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فاتقوا الله عباد الله حق التقوى وراقبوه في السر والنجوى. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanding us says, "O you who believe, fear Allah, have the taqwa of Allah, and let each and every single soul look to what He has sent for His tomorrow." Let us sit down and ask ourselves, what have we sent forward for our akhirah of good deeds, of ibadah? And so as we approach the days of Hajj, let us remember first and foremost something that many Muslims are negligent of, and that is the fact that we are currently in very sacred days. We are currently in very, very sacred days, of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna iddata shuhuri inda Allah 12 shahran fi kitabillah yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard." That the number of months in the sight of Allah are 12. Allah set these months on the day that He created the heavens and the earth. What are these months? They're not January, February, March. No. They are different. These are the months that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set. And they are the months of the Islamic calendar. But what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us after that? Minha arba'atun hurum. That of these 12 months are 4 that are sacred. They are sacred, they are haram. What does it mean that they are haram? It means that sins are magnified in these months. And if sins are magnified, then good deeds are multiplied. And so we are currently in these months. There are three that come consecutively, one after the other. Dhul Qa'dah, which we are currently in, Dhul Hijjah, and Muharram. Secondly, as we approach the days of Hajj, we are about to approach the best days of the year. And so we are about to approach the first 10 days of the month of Dhul Hijjah, of which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that there are no days of the year. There are no days of the year in which good deeds are more beloved to Allah than these first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, which will be starting bi-idhnillahi ta'ala this coming Monday or Tuesday. And so let us take advantage of these days in the doing of extra good deeds. And let these days not be like any other days of the year. Let us treat them the way they should be treated, the way they should be observed, in the obedience of Allah, in doing extra good deeds and extra ibadah. Finally, Ibn Rajab rahimahullahu ta'ala, the famous imam from the 8th century, he says in very beautiful words, addressing those who couldn't make it for the Hajj, he says, for those who couldn't make it to stand in the plains of Arafah, then let him stand and observe the rites of Allah that he is aware of. Whoever is unable to spend the night in Al-Muzdalifah, then let him spend the night making a strong resolve, a strong determination to abide by the obedience of Allah. Whoever was unable to stand in the vicinity of Masjid Khayf, which is a masjid in Mina, he says, then let him stand for Allah out of hope and fear. Whoever was unable to slaughter his animal in Mina, then let him slaughter and sacrifice his desires right here, right now. Whoever was unable to reach the house of Allah, the Kaaba, because it was too far, then let him aim for Rabb al-Kaaba, Rabb al-Bayt. Let him aim for the Lord of the house. For indeed, he subhanahu wa ta'ala is closer to one who calls upon him than his own jugular vein. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from among those who earn the reward of a completed Hajj with our deeds. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to perform Hajj in the coming years. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our deeds and to make us from among those who take advantage of these days, these first 10 days of the month of Dhul Hijjah. هذا وصلوا وسلموا رحمكم الله على نبيكم محمد بن عبد الله كما أمركم بذلك ربكم جل في علاه فقال تعالى قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وارض اللهم عن خلفائه الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين وعنا معهم برحمتك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداء الدين اللهم من أرادنا أو أراد المسلمين بسوء فأشغله بنفسه واجعل تدبيره تدميرا عليه يا قوي يا عزيز اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم احفظ أولادنا وشبابنا اللهم احفظهم بحفظك اللهم احفظهم من كل سوء ومكروه ومن كل فاحشة ما ظهر منها وما بطن يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.